Join Slug Magazine for our first ever virtualized concert featuring digital performances from Josele Polet, Marnie Proudfit, and future ex-boyfriend. Watch the premiere on the Slug Mag YouTube channel on November 20th at 8 p.m. and stay tuned for updates on our new monthly concerts. You're gonna be just fine.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
The buyers will be down, you see. Between the real and the unreal.
My name's Gavin Hoffman. I'm here on behalf of a project that I've just released an album with. The project's called Trees and Angel. The record I've just released is called Ritual Squalor.
To sit by our fires and turf.
First time I've ever done something basically from start to finish by myself. I'd always, you know, kind of had the thought in the back of my head that it would be really nice to be able to do something on my own without having to, you know, worry about anybody else's opinion or direction or, you know, dealing with, as it were, band politics. Ask anybody I've ever been in a band with, and one of the first things they'll tell you is I am not easy to be in a band with. I'm a very grumpy individual, and I think one of the things that never really came out that was really hard for me to explain to people I was in bands with was that being the drummer, once you kind of had the song down, had everything finished what you were going to do, there really wasn't much else to, I guess you want to say, practice. So I'd go to practice, and it would be, you know, the guitarist and the bassist or whomever working on new riffs or trying to rework parts or whatever, and then I would just sit there and have nothing to do because I'm already done. Like, my drum part's already done, you know, I don't know what you want me to do. Or even in terms of writing, people would be writing stuff, I would have to sit there and wait for them to, you know, hit on something and then try and put something over it. So it was almost like, I mean, as being the rhythm section, and it's an important part of the band, but it was at the same time, it was just frustrating, just having to kind of sit around and wait for, you know, other people to kind of figure out what they wanted to do. And now that doesn't go for every band I've ever been in, but that's kind of what initially got me started thinking about doing, you know, what would, if I could do something totally on my own without having to worry about anybody else, how would I do it? Especially considering I don't know how to play anything. How am I going to pull that off?
Just because I can't do it,
in every band that I've ever done, to an extent, it's always been angry stuff. It's always been, you know, stuff that take your aggression out or what have you. But this, literally, this was stuff that was kind of the side of me that, you know, on a daily basis just wants to grab somebody and throttle them. Literally end their life. That kind of came out while I was recording. I was able to let that stuff come out.
Say, don't take your way, not ever, not ever, I
I do have a fairly strong hatred for people. I don't like human beings. Yet I made two of them. That makes sense, right? but human beings and kind of the things that they find themselves doing or get sucked into or pushed down everybody else's throat is really kind of this almost the impetus of what spurred on some of this. The first actual track on the record is called Panic. And the whole idea behind that track, where the samples came from even, was from a documentary from the early 90s about the Satanic Panic in the mid to late 80s into the early 90s. And it was one of those, for anybody who's not familiar with the whole Satanic Panic thing, it was a way for people to pin some of their deepest fears on a specific group. It was basically heavy metal music and, things like that. That was causing all the ills in society. People were killing themselves listening to heavy metal, and that was the end all be all of it. And at the end of the day, there was nothing to it. It was big build up basically for no reason. And why that interested me again was because I look around at some of the things going on in our country specifically currently, and I'm not going to get into politics. I'm so over politics, it's insane. But one of the big things that was started to get floated around was the whole QAnon thing. Democrat, baby-eating pedophiles, and I mean, just the most outlandish shit. And I started thinking about that, and I actually had a conversation on social media about this very thing, and I said, it's the same shit in a different decade. It's the same thing as the Satanic Panic was in the 80s, and at the end of the day, there's nothing to it. It's people trying to place blame for their fears on something that they don't get and something that they don't understand. And that's where that track actually came from, was just looking around and going, people just, they'll believe whatever you feed them. They'll believe whatever you tell them. They don't research. They don't pay attention. They have no idea. And then on the flip side, coming from actually being affiliated with the Satanist aspect of that, going, you people have no idea what you're talking about. In the name of Satan, in the name of Satan. See metal bands specifically, or some darker industrial bands or things like that, that they do a lot of posturing, fuck your god and blah blah blah, and they throw it around just like in the 80s or in the 90s, the whole anarchy thing, or whatever, they throw it around as if they're rebelling against something or that they don't know what they're rebelling against. When I say that stuff, when I say fuck your religion, fuck your god, I wholeheartedly mean that. I think religion is, through and through, an absolute poison. Being anti-religion is really one of the main things that drives what I've done with Treason Angel anyway.
None of the defendants was found guilty.
When it comes down to it, the distaste really that I have for humanity, a lot of it stems from religion. And it's very almost hypocritical, but it stems from having free will and being able to think for oneself, but not actually doing it. People, you know, it's just one of those things that in all facets, and it's always been something that I've kind of paid attention to in people watching television, being outside, people I know, things like that, is seeing how easily swayed people can be at, you know, by any given thing at any time. You know, I can't do it. And that's one of the things with my kids that is going to be very important to me, is that they are able to use their brains and think about things and really understand things for what they are. And if they don't understand it, research it and educate themselves and then make a decision, rather than having somebody tell them, oh, you need to do this. Okay, well, I'm going to do this. It's bothered me from time to time that I think about it, and I find it very hypocritical of myself to be as anti-human as I actually am, but I have two kids. It's like, how can I despise humanity, but here I am adding to the issue, so to speak. And I can spend, you know, however long you want actually trying to justify my decisions or whatever, but at the end of the day, and this is something that I've known for a very long time and I've always tried to impress on other people about me, is that what I believe and where I'm coming from is me. It has absolutely nothing to do with anybody else. I would never push my beliefs or my feelings or my thoughts or anything that I have on anybody else. It's not up to me. If people want to discuss it, sure, I'll talk to them about it, but I'm not going to proselytize. That's not my thing. I am more into allowing people to see or to listen to just pick up on the fact that they don't have to do what is expected of them or what they've been told to do their entire life. There are ways to work around that, and music just happens to be the medium that I'm able to do it with. And I've kind of lucked out that way, I guess. It's a weird dichotomy. I'm so anti everything, but as you kind of alluded to earlier, on the positive side, I really do want people to kind of realize that they can do this. And if they're, you know, if they can look at the album that I did and go, again, you know, I spent a lot of time working on it, I put a lot of effort into it. If they can look at it and respect that, even if they don't like it, even if they're just like, oh, it's garbage, okay, that's great, but at least you gave it a shot. You're about to hear the track Murder for Hire. Even though it was really the impetus for the record, really kind of encapsulates the whole thing.
Paul, there's someone in this room.
I am. There is a Trees and Angel page on Facebook and on Instagram. I prefer people to find me on Bandcamp, which is just treesandangel.bandcamp.com. I have released some of the other stuff that I've been working on in more of the harsh noise vein. It's out there, but you have to find it. I'm not going to tell anybody where to go. It's one of those, you know, if you come across it, you come across it. That's not why I put it out there. I didn't put anything out there to get people listening to it or to promote it or anything. But I put it out just to put it out. And that's the direction that I'm going right now. That's the stuff that I'm playing with right now. So, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to do that as Trees and Angel or if I'm going to do it something else. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.